Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Samantala, sa ibang balita naman, nanawagan ngayon ang Partido Koalisyon ng Gobyerno na magbigay ng karagdagang pondo para sa sektor ng aged care. Ayon kay Penny Wong, Labor spokeswoman para sa foreign affairs, nawala na ng tiwala ang mga Australiano sa aged care minister na si Richard Colbeck.
And I wouldn't trust the care of my parents to him. And I suspect a lot of Australians would feel the same way. What we've seen from him and from Scott Morrison is continued refusal to take responsibility. And the facts are, they were warned and they failed to act.
Giit ni Senator Wong na bigo ang gobyerno sa pamamahala ng aged care emergency response. Samantala, may mga buwelta din si opposition leader Anthony Albanese sa kanyang mga tanong.
Why won't the Prime Minister take full responsibility for the consequences of his $1.7 billion cut to aged care, which made older Australians worse off before the pandemic and left residents of aged care homes more vulnerable to the deadly COVID virus?
Samantala, nanindigan naman si Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Giit niya, kada taon tumataas ng $1 billion ang pondo para sa mga nasabing sektor.
When funding goes up every year, that means there's more funding each year. When there's a cut to funding, Mr. Speaker, it means there's less funding.
Hindi naman napigilan ni Liberal MP Russell Broadbent na maglabas ng kritisismo sa kaniyang mga kapartido. Aniya, matagal na siyang nagbabala ukol dito, ngunit binaliwala lamang ng kaniyang mga kasamahan ang kaniyang sentimento.
I was very honest with the Prime Minister then, as I have been with people all the way through. He's known my position on these issues and he's been intimately involved with me on discussions around these.
Kasabay ng krisis sa aged care ay patuloy ding hinaharap ng gobyerno ang krisis na dala ng pandemya sa ekonomiya. Kamakailan, inilabas nila ang isang legislasyon na magpapalawak sa job keeper subsidy, kung saan mas mababa ang subsidiyang ibibigay at nakahati na ito sa dalawang rates. Simula Setyembre, magiging $1,200 a fortnight ang job keeper subsidy mula $1,500, habang ang pangalawang rate naman ay $750 at aasahang bababa pa ng husto sa susunod na taon. Ibinunyag naman ni Treasurer Josh Frydenberg na naging matagumpay ang nasabing scheme.
Right around our great country, there are great stories. Great stories about what JobKeeper is doing to support businesses and families.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.